Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is apparently developing a new under-display integrated Touch ID fingerprint sensor for iPhones as early as 2020. The report says that Touch ID would be in addition to the existing Face ID authentication system, allowing users to unlock their device via either Face ID or Touch ID. Apple is said to have worked with suppliers and has prepared working prototypes of this technology, but it's not yet clear if they can produce it at mass scale, especially in time for the next generation 2020 iPhones. With that in mind, Bloomberg says the feature may slip to 2021, and this echoes a time frame suggested by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, who said Apple would launch an iPhone with both Touch ID and Face ID in 2021. Offering both Touch ID and Face ID would increase the overall convenience and speed of unlocking an iPhone. A user would simply register both their fingerprints and their face, and the iPhone could unlock as soon as either recognition was successful. This means Touch ID can make up for Face ID's weaknesses, and vice versa. Bloomberg also corroborates a report from yesterday, saying that Apple will launch a new low-cost iPhone SE-like iPhone in the spring of 2020. Bloomberg describes it as having a revised iPhone 8 design and continuing to incorporate the Touch ID home button. This makes sense as the in-screen fingerprint technology is destined for the higher-end iPhone flagship models. Ultimately, we shouldn't expect to hear anything from Apple itself about these rumors for at least several months. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro will be announced next week, but the next thing after that will seemingly be this new, low-cost iPhone 8 device. In other news, Sonos today has officially announced its first-ever Bluetooth speaker. The Sonos Move includes Bluetooth support alongside Wi-Fi and AirPlay 2, as well as 10-hour battery life and an IP56 water resistance rating. As implied by its name, the Sonos Move is designed to be moved around and used indoors and out. Sonos says the speaker can withstand falls, bumps, rain, and moisture, as well as dust, dirt, UV, and extreme temperatures. The speaker comes with a slim charging base that fills up the 10-hour battery for wireless playback, but it can also be charged via USB-C when it's away from that charging base. For voice commands, Alexa and Google Assistant support is built in, while AirPlay 2 support means Apple users can also control playback with Siri. The Sonos Move will be available on September 24th for $399. Sonos has also announced a new Sonos Port accessory, as well as a lower-cost revised version of the Sonos One without voice control. Read our full coverage of the new Sonos announcements on 9to5mac.com. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a ways since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks with features for organizing projects with due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI that lets you quickly add tasks and search by tags. These days, the iOS app also syncs with a companion OmniFocus Mac app, as well as the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS, or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5Mac Daily. For HomeKit users, both Philips Hue and Eve have announced several new accessories today. Eve has detailed the new Eve WaterGuard that can detect leaks in your house, send notifications, and sound an alarm as soon as water is detected. This means that you can get alerted on your iPhone immediately when flooding starts, allowing you to quickly respond and limit the impact of water damage. Rather than just testing a single spot, the accessory features a 4-foot-long cable that can detect water anywhere along its body. The Eve WaterGuard is set to launch in January, with pricing to be determined. Meanwhile, the Eve Extend is also now available, With this accessory, you can improve the Bluetooth limitations of Eve accessories by linking 8 of them over your home Wi-Fi network. This should offer much larger coverage than traditional Bluetooth Eve accessories, solving one of the major problems of the smart home platform. Additionally, the Eve light switch has expanded its availability to the EU, while Eve has also released an updated version of its ThermoSmart radiator valve with an improved display and new touch controls. Next up, Philips Hue has also made several new announcements for smart home users. Perhaps most notably is the new Philips Hue Smart Plug. The Smart Plug turns any table or floor lamp into a Hue Smart Light. From there, you can add it to your Philips Hue setup just like a normal smart light and control it with the Hue app as well as voice assistants including Siri. There's also a new Philips Hue Smart Button which lets you program certain commands to certain scenes and lights. For instance, one press can trigger your good morning scene while two presses could turn everything off. The Smart Button and Smart Plug will be available in October at $20 for the button and $40 for the Smart Plug. In terms of lighting, Philips Hue has also made several announcements. There's an all-new filament collection with designs that Philips says are reminiscent of traditional incandescent Edison-style bulbs. There's also a revised version of the portable Hue Go with improved battery life, as well as new spotlights, candle bulbs, and more. As far as HomeKit compatibility is concerned, all of these new Philips accessories are fully compatible with HomeKit, so long as you have a Philips Hue bridge that connects directly to your router. If you don't have that bridge, you can purchase one or use these accessories via Bluetooth. Using them via Bluetooth means you don't get HomeKit support, but you can still control them with the Hue app as well as Alexa and Google Assistant. Read our full coverage of all of the Philips Hue announcements at the link in today's show notes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.